Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. Yes, this is what it is. Let's read again, okay? We are reading here from Sefer Bahir, Mark 40, Siman Mim. Shalu Talmidav. Let's pay attention. His disciples or his students ask, Mau Cholam? What is Cholam? We mentioned that one of the Hebrew vocalization names, because unlike in English that we have five letters which are telling us how to read the word, A for A, E for A, and so on, O for sound of O, U and E. In Hebrew, it's not with letters, it's with dots. The dots next to the letters are telling us how to read the consonants. One of the dots is named Cholam. It is usually appear above the letter, like in the word O. There's a dot above the Vav, light, yes? The dot says, read this as O. No, so the disciples asking here, the teaching, what is Cholam? Amar lahem, he answered, or he told them, Neshama ushma Cholam. A soul, and its name is Cholam. So they asked about the vocalization, or about a mark of vocalization, which is called Cholam. What is it? And the answer was completely from a different realm. Neshama ushma Cholam, a soul, and its name, the name of the soul, is Cholam. Now he continues and explains and opens even further. She'im tishma tachalim gufcha. That if you will hear, your body shall be healed. Okay. What is the connection between cholam and hearing and soul recovery? What is the connection between all of them? Let's look. So the word cholam, we say, it's one of the marks of the vocalization, the system of vocalization. But the teacher here or the teaching says something else. The teaching looks at the roots of the letter, of the letters that creates the word cholam, not just the mark, but the stem letters that are creating the word cholam. So also the answer is much deeper. Yes? So he says, Neshama ushma cholam. The soul and its name is cholam. Why the soul gets now a parallel name called cholam? She'im tishma, that if you shall hear. Yes, Fernando?
Iti?
Yes.
This is interesting because I opened the book here, Sefer HaBahir, and I opened the footnote, you know, and and he put, and you said that it is broken, and I understand what you said. But if I may just to put, he in the Portuguese version only puts like, according to the Sefirot Ordin, it is beauty. Okay, no, just this. It is quite resumed. But I was looking at the word, and since you said that the sages now put here the idea that they are looking at the word and not at the point, the holam, right? They are opening the Hebrew word. And I was looking because just now he's speaking that about halam, holam, and hole, holim. So he's playing with the word. And if we take the word holam without the vav, only the root, you know, het, lamed, and mem, we get the gematria 78, right?
Right. Right.
And I was wondering it about the if we can find this this beauty or this grace through this to the psalm, right?
Again.
Because what came to my mind is if there is any. Because like Lechem is 78, you know, and 78 also is 3 times 26. So I was wondering if it is not written here, but I was wondering if this is the idea that is passing through, you know, like it's the name of God, this is the soul, this is why it's the soul.
Yes. True. That's right. Neshama ushma cholam. Yes? A soul and its name is cholam. But this is only the beginning. Sheim tishma, that if you shall hear, tachalim gufcha, the same root letters of cholam, the same root letters are used here for recovery. Tachalim lehachalim. Lehachalim means to recover or to be healed. Sheim tishma, that if you shall hear the soul, tachalim gufcha, you shall heal your body. La'atid lavo, to the future to come. Ve'im timrod ba, and if you shall rebel in it, if you shall rebel the soul, chala'im beroshcha, sickness in your head, ve'chala'im berosha, and sickness in her head. Let's read it again. Yes.
Without the Hebrew, it's impossible to understand this passage, you know. Reading in Portuguese, it is like impossible. You cannot find the connection.
Right.
Impressive. Yes. You see, he is making, he's doing like this, exchanging of letters or playing with the word holam. And from the word holam, you can find this healing. Or you can find also this getting sick or getting bad from the head.
Yes.
So
yes. Very good.
Wow.
Okay. That's great. Chole, yes. Chole is sick. Yes. Hello, Yanis, happy to see you here. Chole, yes, is sick. He plays with the letters and say, if you listen to the soul, or listen to, he says that the cholam is the soul. If you listen to the soul, and like we say, cholam is above the letter, soul is above the body. if you listen, tachalim gufra, your body shall be healed to future to come. Ve'im timrod ba, and if you shall rebel the soul, yeshuvu chalaim beroshcha, the sickness will return into your head, ve'cholaim berosha, and sickness in her head. So the cholam, the dot above the letter, is like a soul above the body. We are most of the time, yes, if you put the body above the soul, if we give more attention, this is rebel, yes. If we give much more attention to the body, interest and intention in the body, also in the mind, because the mind or the brain is part of the body. If we give it too much attention and interest, this is considered to be a rebellion. We rebel the soul. Yes, and from pushing the soul out or rebelling on it, it brings a lot of sickness. So it's the same stem letters, because chole is sick, and from here we have chalaim. Chalaim is all kinds of sickness. Yes, the aleph comes inside, and chole we have chalaim, because it's not just sickness. It spreads to many sicknesses. Yes. So cholam is also like the dot above the letter and tells us to read O, like O, also the soul. Cholam is the soul. It's what illuminates the body. The body is not governing the soul. I am the king. No. The soul is above the body, and to the light of the soul we are walking, not opposite. And he continues, and it's getting better. Mark 41, ve'od amru, and here it is, Fernando, ve'od amru, and more they said, shekol chalom, that every dream, chalom is a dream. Ve'od amru, and more they said, shekol chalom, that every dream, hu becholam. The same letters. Kol chalom, every dream, chalom, hu becholam. Yes? Every dream, kol chalom, hu becholam. Replace cholam with the soul. Kol chalom, hu ba neshama. In the soul. Make sense? V'chol margalit levana, and every white gemstone, hu becholam. And every gemstone is cholam, or in cholam, as it is written in Exodus 28:19. Va'achlama, one of the stones of the Choshen, of the 12 stones that the great priest used to carry, its name is Achlama. Yes, Achlama, this is recovery or healing. Yes, you see, is the same letters, Aleph in the beginning as a structure, the stem letters Chalam. Yes, Chalam and then Hey, this is the struggle, achlama.
Incredible, yes. Yeah. It's a package of symbols about cholam, you know, and yes. How to be open, and how to be open, because it brings this idea that this openness is the soul, is related to the soul, if I understood. Just trying to translate from what I understand. And if you listen to the soul, right? What comes after the soul is going to be okay, the body and so on. It is what, including psychology, speaks nowadays, you know, all the psychosomatics and so on. But this is from an ancient language, already pointing to this truth that we need to listen to the soul first and after the body.
Yes.
And he also brings...
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
No, continue.
And the sages also put how about this openness, you know, just in 3 or 4 lines, bringing how to play with this word, how to be in this open field of imaginary open field, you know. He brings the dream, he brings the stone, he brings the Kohen Gadol and the ability to cure people. This was one of his functions, let's say, to bring heal to people, because it is connecting to the soul. So it is amazing.
Thank you. It is. I just opened it innocently in the morning, and it struck me. And then, the mistake or not, try to read the footnotes, and then it was like, it was the end of the road, you see? So just the text itself. The text itself is like streaming river. Once there's like footnotes or trying to explain it, it's not living anymore. It's just... It is quite interesting because if you look at it as neshama is chulam, the soul, is as the dot above the letter, and the letter, the body of the letter is like a body of humans, and the soul is always above, like a crown, hidden crown. And this is basically the infinite. So listen to the infinite, and you shall be recovered. Yes, Fernando, what did you want to say?
Question, Moriti. This week I was chatting with a friend, one of our whose friends passed away, and we were talking, and he came with this phrase, I would say that is a repetition of phrases. He said, like, you know, we do not have neshama. Only an enlightened one would have a neshama. We only have ruach. And I kind of disagree with that. You know, I don't know if you ever heard about this, you know, like... I'm pretty sure that you pass it through this affirmation. We do not have a soul, we build a soul, right? Or we conquer a soul or so on. And I think that people romanticize it, you know. One day in the future, if I fulfill all the mitzvot, I don't know, I will have a soul. You know, I think that this is not right. I think that what happens just now in these few passages, it brings the soul to the conversation, you know, because it's not about the mind, it's not about the head, it's not about the thinking mode. It's a creative way to be engaged with the Torah, like a subject, like being struck every corner with this amusement, you know. This is the soul already. The soul is already here, you know. I don't know, what do you think about this?
Yes, the soul is here. There's no doubt in it. Who speaks? The soul speaks through this instrument, body, mind. Of course, and what you heard is like completely nonsense. It's good that you did not agree, because there is no condition to, people will live 10 years and they will get this stage of the ladder, and they will live 10 more years, and it's nonsense, completely nonsense, because the soul has nothing to do with the space and time and scaling things up. Completely not. Completely not. Always available in all times, no conditions whatsoever. This is the soul. So listen, and this is what the advice here, listen to the unconditional. This is the soul or the infinite. I would like to read you a poem, if I may. 1 second, it was coming today. I'll read in Hebrew and then I will translate. It came, it's funny, it came. Because I was so stormy, it's interesting. I was reading the footnotes and I was so stormy about it and I stopped everything and just took care of things at home, just, you know, innocently. And then there was a piece and then came words, I heard words and I wrote them down, but here it is. Shuv yavo sheket ותשכח חמה, וימלוך אין סוף, ודאהו, הוא אתה עיקר נשמה. שוב יבוא שקט. Again, silence will return, or will come. Again, silence will come, return, appear. ותשכח חמה, and the sun will set. וימלוך אין סוף, and the infinite will reign, will govern. ודאהו, and know it. הוא אתה, he is you. The infinite is you, Ikar Neshama. The main is the soul. The soul is the main. Again, Shuv Yavo Sheket. Silence will come and return. Or again, silence will come. Vetishkach Hama. And the sun will set. Veimloch en sof. And the infinite will govern rain or reign. Vedaehu. And know it. Hu ata. The infinite is you. Ikar neshama. The main is the soul. The infinite is the main of the soul, is the source of the soul, and this is you. So there is no conditions in you. Most welcome. Yes. Fernando is writing, so we do not have the soul, we are the soul and have a body. We are infinite, of course. Yes, this is it. There's only what the brain does at the age of 2 is learning to identify itself with a certain body. There's a linear connection, there's name and the body, and there's like clutch, attachment. Yes?
Katie, this is so beautiful. The poem, it can feel the deep waters, and I thank you for sharing it. And it is a whole change of perspective, because when I started in this path many years ago, and from everything that I read in many books, it was like, you know, you need to the ladder for like Ruach, Nechama, Yehida, and so on and so forth. But it is the contrary. as much as you take out, as much as you like get naked from everything, you are closer to Yehida. You know, it is not a, it's a letting go. It is more a letting go than a building, you know.
Yes.
It's not, it's a pyramid.
You're right. It's not a collection of things, but dropping everything.
Yes. And being in touch with infinity is this dropping, the most dropping that you must have, you know.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this.
You're most welcome. It happened intuitively. I had no clue that this is it. But so imagine that there's like, this is what there is. This is the soul, which is undivided. It is undivided. The soul is undivided, unconditional, and yet is unmanifested. This is amazing, just amazing recognition. And it came today, and thank you for being here and enabling the sharing of it. And with this beautiful Shabbat, I would like to wish each and every one of us a great month. On Monday, we shall see a new moon. A new moon, the 11th from spring, the month of Shvat. And there's beautiful letters because it has, how do you say, the letters of good in it, Bet and Tet. And in this month, Moses was reading the Torah for the people and explaining the Torah in the 11th month. Yes, in an action that took 37 days, the 30 days of Shvat. Wow, we're already in Shvat. And 7 days of Adar, because he died in the seventh, he passed in the seventh. So Adar, in those 37 days, he read the Torah, the five books, to the people before he moved on. So it's a great month. Shvat from Shehibit, that he looked, but to look from the before. Yes, before the manifestation, the ability to see before the matrix of space and time. This is the perspective of the soul. And maybe on Monday I'll read for you as well the poem about Gershom Scholem, the perspective of, it's very interesting to see before, to see the whole matrix before space and time had been created. So, Chodesh Tov Lekulam, and see you here on Monday, and we could celebrate the new moon here with you. Toda Fernando, Toda Yanis, thank you so much. Shabbat Shalom v'Chodesh Tov Male Ahava.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for this stream from the heart, from the infinite. Thank you so much. Thank you, friends.
Toda v'Shalom. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com or join our YouTube channel. Shalom v'chol tov. Thank you.